Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
Welcome to another episode of the Membership Guys Podcast with me, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Guys, along with my partner, Callie Willows. And today I'm talking about what the best solution for membership site is. Now, we take part in a lot of Facebook groups and online communities, or business owners and people who are interested in having membership sites built, or perhaps they're running membership sites as part of their business. And this is a question that comes up a lot. You have people looking for the best solution, the best plugin or the software for running a membership site. And what tends to happen is people will ask this question, and then you'll have a flood of different suggestions and different recommendations. But everyone is, this software or this plugin is hands down the best software to use. Or you definitely need to use this. Don't use that. That was rubbish when I used it. You have to use this. Everything's very definitive. It's very absolute, and everybody has a completely different opinion and recommendation to make. And of course, if you're coming into this without a great deal of knowledge, and obviously that's why you're asking the question, it's near impossible to get a definitive answer. And the problem is, a lot of the people who will respond with these definite answers and these definite recommendations, they lack the experience necessary to make an informed recommendation. And so typically they'll use what they use, or they'll use whatever their web designer or web developer recommended for them a year or two ago when they set the site up. They'll often lack the experience, so they've not used other systems, so they have no real basis for comparison. And ultimately, when you're asking for the best solution, you're essentially saying, when comparing all solutions on the market, which comes out ahead. And obviously, the people who've never used more than just this one system that they've been made to think or told is the absolute best one, probably because they've gone to a Facebook group and asked the question, what's the best? And somebody said, hands down, you need to use this software. But they don't have the experience and the breadth of knowledge of the different options that are available on the market. And sometimes even, and this happens not just in communities, but you get a lot of bloggers out there when they're blogging on the subject, they make recommendations based on whoever has the highest affiliate commission. So that means whoever's giving them the highest cut of any sales that they then refer. Now, most of the time people doing that will actually tell you that they get a commission, and some of the better bloggers or the more authentic bloggers will provide a number of different options to choose from. So they're not all just shilling, but anytime there's money changing hands when it comes to recommendations, it always kind of dampens the quality of that recommendation and that advice for me personally. You often do get cases where maybe someone, they might be technically minded, but they perhaps had either a bad experience themselves, or maybe it's a web company and they've had a client who's had a bad experience with one piece of software. And it might be because that software, that plugin was absolute garbage. It might just be because they didn't know what they were doing, or it was user error, there was a mistake on their part, or maybe they used a piece of software very early on in its life and it's been years since they've used it, but they've still got this notion in their head that a particular solution, a particular plugin isn't very good, and they haven't given it another chance. So all this sort of advice that you get, none of it's really qualified and none of it's really any good quality, and all of it, it really, in my opinion, needs to come with a bit of an asterisk, a bit of a condition that kind of says, in my opinion, this is the best. In my limited experience, or in my vast experience, this is the best. Every single membership site or online course plugin out there is going to have somebody who says it's the best of all time, and somebody who says it is the worst thing that has ever been released. It's part and parcel of the software market, and it's always going to happen. So there is no definitive best, there is no definitive worst, because the worst ones that are truly bad, software and plugins that are truly terrible, they go away because people leave of their own accord because they're so bad. Software that's stayed on the market for a long time, you do get some that is middling quality, But truly bad, truly worst software, worst plugins of all time, they go away, they die a death. And let's face it, if you're in an online forum or a Facebook group asking for advice, those places aren't really known for moderate responses. People on the internet tend to work in extremes, so something is either the absolute best or the absolute worst. The truth is, the best solution is the one that solves your specific problem. And that's what is missing from much of the advice that you get out there when asking which is the best plugin to use for my membership site. It all really depends on your needs. So a plugin that is broadly considered one of the strongest in the market might be the one that is the least suitable for you because of the specific needs for your project. And a lot depends on your level of technical expertise too. I'm a big fan of S2 Member, which is an extremely powerful plugin. It has a lot of flexibility, but I'm a web developer. I can program. So that's why it appeals to me, because I can dig into the code and I can make changes. And also their options and their interface from an admin point of view, it doesn't really matter that it's not as user-friendly to me personally as other membership software, because I know this stuff and I can wrestle with it and I can wrangle with it. Whereas somebody with very little technical expertise who is creating their own membership site is going to struggle with a plugin like S2 Member unless they're putting in hours watching tutorial videos and trying and testing different things. So you can look at a plugin like Wishlist Member, for example, which is a great membership plugin, has a lot of great features. It has probably the broadest range of integrations with other softwares, so it works with a lot of email providers, a lot of payment providers, lots of bells and whistles, but it's drip feeding, so the feature where you release bits of your content incrementally over time. The drip feeding support in Wishlist Member is clunkier and nowhere near as good as some of the other software on the market. So if the drip feeding aspect of your project is crucial, then actually Wishlist Member in terms of suitability is going to drop down the list, because there is software and plugins out there that do that element far better than Wishlist Member does. With OptimizePress, this is again another recommendation that comes up a lot. You tend to see the hands down you need to use OptimizePress. And again, it's a very popular plugin. There's a lot of features to it. It's not actually a membership plugin. OptimizePress is kind of the theme and the design side of the sales pages and the lead pages. But it does have an add-on called Optimize Member. Now, Optimize Member is actually modeled, where it actually uses the code of S2 Member, which obviously I mentioned before. And so out of the box, it's not very user-friendly. And while it has a lot of very powerful features to it, it's not got some of the bells and whistles that some of the other membership plugins will have. And then when it comes to OptimizePress itself, yes, you can create a lot of different sales pages and lead pages and course pages that you're going to need for your membership site. But depending on your audience, if you're in the sort of internet marketing niche, so if you're in a market where a lot of people out there are going to be using OptimizePress, then maybe you might think the design and the look and the feel of it will be a bit too overused for your audience. If you're in a niche where they're not going to see a lot of OptimizePress based designs, then OptimizePress is going to be more suitable for you than if you're in a niche where every other site is running on OptimizePress. And as you've got MemberPress, again, it's right up there in terms of features when it comes to membership plugins, but it has limited integrations with other systems. You're getting the picture here that there are so many different elements and so many different factors that we need to take into account in determining what the best solution is. So it's turned into a little bit of a rant, which bodes well for the second episode that we're doing here of this podcast. But it is mainly because it's so difficult to just go out there and go on a Facebook group or go in a forum and just ask that blanket question of what is the best solution to use? Because the answers you get are going to be either ill-informed or without the necessary experience to really take into account the whole gamut of different plugins and software that's out there. And a lot of the times, even if you're asking people who you think are experts in their field, Well, someone might be an expert in Facebook advertising and they might run a membership site for educating people about Facebook advertising. If you ask them for a recommendation about what membership software to use, yes, they have a bit of insight because they're running a membership site themselves. But again, if they're not technical on that side of things, if they don't have the experience, they're just going to tell you to use what they're using because it works for them. And you see a lot of blog articles from people who are in technical niches or they're in the internet marketing niche, and they're talking about their experiences of running a membership site, but the recommendations and their advice that they're giving is so definite. It's so very much a case of, well, this worked for me, therefore you must do things this way. Or I tried using Paid Memberships Pro and I had a nightmare with it, so avoid that at all costs. Well, actually, okay, your experience there is going to be very different from somebody else's experience, and it's not necessarily going to have the same sort of problems if you use it compared to if that person's used it. So much to factor in, so many different facets to take into account when people are giving you advice. So of course, this makes it very difficult to find out what is the best solution for your particular problem. And the only way to really get that information, if you're asking in a public forum or in a Facebook group or something like that, is just to be as specific as you can be about what it is you need. If you're putting that question out there, it should be accompanied with a bulleted list of specifically what you need the membership system that you're looking for to do for you. So are you going to be drip feeding content? Is it going to be course based or library based? Do you need to have multiple tiers of membership? Do you need to collect recurring payments or will it be one-offs? Do you need people to be able to pause their membership and then pick it up later? Every single feature or element that you've got in your head about how you want your membership to work, you kind of need to lay that out there so that the people who are looking at to give you advice and are looking to be genuinely helpful, they'll have something to go on. So if you're clear that you need to have drip feeding as part of your membership site and you mention this when you are asking for advice, then people who have enough knowledge of multiple plugins or they have experience with multiple plugins will be able to better filter out the software and the solution that they advise you to take. Now, you will, of course, still get people recommending the wrong thing. And that is something that drives both myself and my partner, Callie, up the wall, where somebody will post in one of these groups and they'll specifically say, I need a membership plugin that does X, Y, or Z. And the same people will adamantly recommend, hands down, you need to use this software, and you can guarantee that the software they're recommending doesn't do any of the things that the person who posted the question took the time to stipulate that it needs to do. You're always going to get that. And it's just a case of following up that sort of advice. If someone just gives you that blanket kind of advice or kind of response, then follow up. Just ask them in a reply, does this do all the things I listed that it needs to do? 9 times out of 10, they'll actually either not reply or they'll come back and say, I'm not sure, or I think it does, or I'm sure it would do. It's a great piece of software. If you get that sort of response, then yeah, take their advice with a grain of salt. And if in doubt, ask the official support desk of whoever it is or whichever plugin they're recommending. You know, all these membership plugins have some form of pre-sale support or an email you can contact to ask a question about whether they support a particular feature or whether they can perform a particular function. So if you've got any reason to doubt what somebody's saying, you know, if somebody's making out that this software they're recommending is the best thing since sliced bread, and you've asked them, does it do what I need it to do? And they've kind of given the, oh, well, I'm sure it does, you know. It does so many things, so it's bound to do the things you want it to. Check with the actual guys who run it. And if you're in a good Facebook group and a knowledgeable community, what you will find is sometimes people will come in and say, well, actually, this recommendation by that person wouldn't be suitable because you said you need this particular feature. But it actually happens quite a lot where the people who are inclined to do that do it so much that they eventually burn out and they just stop saying anything about it because they're so accustomed to seeing bad advice given. So yeah, always double check, because the worst thing that can happen when you're building a membership site is you get so far down the road and you've built out so much of your website, and then you realize that one feature that you really needed, you know, maybe you thought was part and parcel of every membership plugin, or that one payment provider that you just assumed it integrated with, or the email supplier, finding out that it doesn't do what you need it to do, and then having to pull that membership plugin out, undo all the work that you've done, and start from scratch. That is a nightmare that far too many people who are just starting out their membership site seem to go through. Of course, you can seek out people who do know this stuff. So people who work with a wide variety of different membership sites. Of course, there's ourselves, but there's a lot of other people out there and a lot of other companies who work with multiple plugins and will be able to give you that broader range of advice that is based on experience of using a multitude of plugins for a multitude of different needs and requirements. And if all else fails, we actually have, as part of our free membership success toolkit, we have a plugin comparison chart where we basically lay out all the main plugins with a list of the core features that people tend to need. And it's essentially just a comparison table where you can look through what plugin features each plugin has in comparison to the others. So something like that. If you don't already have that, you can get yourself to www.themembershipguys.com/toolkit, and you can download our kit, which is free, which includes this comparison chart. And we keep that up to date pretty regularly as well. And of course, through there, you can also get into our Facebook group where you can ask this sort of question and be guaranteed, or almost guaranteed, to not get a daft reply or unsuitable advice. So that's my rant, that's my rave for this episode of the Membership Guys podcast. Hopefully it hasn't antagonized you too much, but also hopefully it's given you a little bit of food for thought when it comes to going out there and asking for advice on the best solution for your membership site plugin. And hopefully it makes it just a little bit easier for you to find what's going to work for you. So until the next episode, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, we'd like to invite you to download our free Membership Success Toolkit. Simply go to www.themembershipguys.com/toolkit to download it today, and you'll get access to our membership site plugin comparison chart, our membership site planning guide, and access to our private Facebook mastermind group, which has numerous membership site experts and owners sharing advice and discussing all things membership sites around the clock. So that's www.themembershipguys.com/toolkit to download your free resources today.